life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it wouldn't be done. They said it shouldn't be done. And yet here it is, episode 59 of Dynamite in the Brain, the podcast that loves anime and hates fun. I am your host, Brian Smith, and this is my co-host, Anthony Askew.
Hello.
And our guest tonight is Debbie Collins.
Hiya.
Again. Uncle Debbie.
It should have been Leon Everett as well, but his internet is not working. And he was really excited to be part of this episode. So if he somehow gets his internet working midway, he may make a sudden appearance, as he has done on previous episodes. Random run-ins by Leon. And we're here tonight to talk Interstellar 5555, or apparently Interstellar 45, which is new to me. But apparently that's what Anthony told me he'd heard it was called. I checked Wikipedia. Yeah. And that is a name. It has.
Oh, it exists.
But I'm pretty sure I heard it as 5555 from EMI. But then again, they may not have known either. They were supposed to call
true,
it.
True.
I'm sure whichever way, I'm sure you're more likely, if you were ordering it over the phone, you were more likely to get it if you said Interstellar 5555. I think if you said Interstellar 4-5 over
just
the phone, they'd write a 4 and a 5 down and they wouldn't find it. Yeah, they go, no, can't see it on our database. Unless they got fuzzy search, then it might come up. But first...
What is fuzzy search?
So
there's like a furry date.
It's like when Google says, were you thinking of, or even worse now, when it just assumes you were thinking of something else and searches for that instead.
No, I wasn't.
It tries its best. It tries.
It tries too hard, I think. It seems everybody doesn't know how to type and doesn't know what words they're thinking of.
I wasn't searching that, but I think I might as well now. I will now.
You have to put like inverted commas around it to say, no, that's what I meant.
First world problems.
Well, I'm sure they have that same problem in the third world if they've got an internet connection. Google probably runs the same everywhere, true. Except maybe China. They have additional Google problems, like not getting the right results back. Right. Okay, on to our usual features before we move on to Interstellar 5555 and then my game.
Oh, the game.
I'm so looking forward to this game.
I hope Leon hasn't ruined it by not being here.
No, it's all right. All my games will work with at least two people.
Oh,
so.
Brilliant.
Right, so first of all, UK anime releases, and we've got a few to catch up because we missed a week, and we're also recording this a week in advance, so therefore I have 3 weeks of stuff to talk about. So, last week, or 2 weeks ago is when you're hearing this, coming out was Fullmetal Alchemist Movie 2, The Sacred Star of Mylos, on Blu-ray and DVD. Yeah, that's Mylos, not Milo and Otis. Have you seen that, either of you two?
Nope.
Okay.
But I will once I finish Brotherhood, because it's ready for us. It's ready to buy. But until I watch Brotherhood, it's not getting my attention.
Talking of Brotherhood, I have seen that in HMV at the moment, if you wanted to buy each of the 5 volumes, it is cheaper than buying the collected set.
Ooh, how much cheaper?
I don't know, a couple of pounds.
No.
It's a saving.
But is it taking up? Will it take up more space on a shelf?
Possibly, yes. I didn't get the tape and measure out.
can't put a price on space.
So far, I've never seen somebody get a tape measure out to check the width of DVD cases.
I wish that happened more often.
I'm tempted to do it now, just to see what reaction you'd get from the staff. Now here's one which should be great if Leo was. Oh, but there's also a movie collection on DVD of the first movie and this movie.
Oh, so that actually include. Oh, right. Because I did see that and I thought, ooh, does that include that one or?
I believe so. Yes, so I think that's only on DVD. I don't think there's a Blu-ray collection from what I could see. Yeah, same with Leon wasn't around because there's a Junji Ito adaptation. I think that was the. Author he was into of, I think it's called, he could have helped with the pronunciation, of Gyo Tokyo Fish Attack.
I want to see this.
There was a review on Anime News Network which said it wasn't very good. But...
Oh. It does look very weird.
Or at least this release of it. Let me see what Twitch they've got a review up as well. They might like it a bit more. Yeah, it does look rather weird. The covers are giant, well, two giant sharks in the streets of Tokyo. And people fleeing.
I don't know whether it's going to be creepy, scary, or just damn right weird.
Apparently, yeah. They say, Gear on DVD from Terracotta is a great buy, super cheap and tons of fun. Can't miss. That's what Twitch say. So there you go. It's £8.27 at the moment on Amazon.
Well, it is actually really cheap. I didn't think it would be that cheap.
And there's other people doing it at $6.99, so
ooh.
Maybe you'll find it cheaper. Mm. And then also that week was Princess Jellyfish Deluxe Collector's Edition, which came with a cuddly jellyfish.
Aww.
Now, I do want to buy this. I do not want to buy it with a cuddly jellyfish.
You can always buy it with the cuddly jellyfish and send the cuddly jellyfish to me. I will take that off your hands, gladly.
No deal, this one. No deal.
So I'm going to wait until there's a non-deluxe collector's edition. Yeah, it's been a while since I've bought any DVD as deluxe.
Why do you want this?
Because it's a good series.
Oh, right. Because yeah. I did watch some clips of it, and I didn't really know what was going on, or is it meant to be a comedy? Is it?
I don't know. It's like a romantic comedy.
Hmm.
Directed by the same guy who did Baccano and Do Ra Ra Ra.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then this week, or next last week, if you're listening, you're listening to it. There is Naruto Shippuden Box Set 10, which I looked up, and that's something to do with Sasuke and Orochimaru are up to some hijinks and some sort of Kakashi back flashback as well.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I can't think where that is off the top of my head. It's all blurred now after reading.
Isn't the plot that Orochimaru wants Sasuke's body to be his next body for his?
Yes. So
it's probably
further back. Well, obviously it will be a lot further back than I thought it would be because it's only just come out over here. So
and then there's a couple of series I know nothing about: Princess Resurrection, the complete series collection. And Rosario plus Vampire Series 1.
Not a hope in hell. No. Both of them, not a hope in hell.
Princess Resurrection seems to involve a maid with a chainsaw, and Rosario Vampire apparently is about a boy who gets sent to a school full of demons and vampires. And then coming up next week, or in 2 weeks from when we're actually recording, but next week when you're listening to it...
all this time talk...
Yeah, this is the last time we'll talk like this. We'll just pretend that we're recording it.
It's a bit wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey.
There's Fairy Tale Part 4. So if you're...
That person.
Yeah, supposedly, unless people buy things like Fairy Tale and Bleach and Naruto, then manga are never going to put out One Piece. So if you really want One Piece, you're going to have to buy a poor copy of One Piece before you can buy it. Or you can probably just import it, which is probably what you're doing anyway. And then there's Sengoku Basara, a complete series 1 and 2 set, and also complete series 2.
You wouldn't have the price of the complete 1 and 2, would you?
I don't, but I can find out quickly.
I should have really searched this when I knew we were going to mention this. Because I might actually get this, because it's samurais, and I imagine there's going to be some ninjas.
And it's very silly as well. It's ridiculously over the top.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It's like one of the clans is basically like a biker gang on horseback. And there's another one. It's the thing which has got that that music video I play at Mad Stravaganza where it's all cut like the giant robo opening.
Oh, right.
It's $26.20 on Amazon UK.
For series 1 and 2?
Yeah.
That's a good buy, I bet.
It's not bad, that, actually.
Not bad at all. Good.
Yeah, so I might pick that up myself, but probably at Expo. I'm holding off anime purchases till then. Seeing as I'm going, I at least want to get my money's worth.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, no such thing as money's worth with an Expo. No such thing. I paid £10 once just to play Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I paid £10 just to walk around dealer's room and walk back out because I was so, like, hot and, just, like, pissed off, basically. It was awful.
Why were you pissed off?
Oh, just because it was, there was too many people and I got a bit, like, I just couldn't move. You know, when you just can't move, the sheer amount of people around. I couldn't even get to look at the stalls. I'm sure it's better now. This was a few years ago, but it just put me off.
People really do hog the stalls. Like, have a look. If you're going to get something, get something. People stand and just pick every little bit thing up. I suppose that's what's like at cons in general.
Yeah.
I think that was the last time I was at Expo as well. Was that the time we were sat at Waterloo Station and you were trying to decide whether to go to a disco or not?
A disco, that is a vast understatement of what we went to. But yeah, that was that time. And the time where there was two guys dressed as stormtroopers and one of them like fell off his stool. That was so funny.
Was it part of his little act or...?
He was like, I think he'd had a couple too many pints and he was just like sat there. And the next thing I knew, he just like slipped off his stool and I was in hysterics. It was brilliant.
Oh, he should have been filming it from the beginning. You never know.
Right, on to our second feature, which is what you watch. Okay, as our guest, Debbie, what you watch? What have you been watching?
To be honest, I had to like think about this because I've been so busy lately that I haven't really watched a lot. But the number one thing that I put, and this is simply because the last podcast I did with you guys was the Batman one, was The Dark Knight Rises, because obviously I haven't spoken to you guys about it since
it
came out.
What did you think?
I loved it, obviously.
Good.
Well, yes. The main complaint that I've heard people have with it is that it's not as good as, or it's not better than The Dark Knight. Well, it's not better than, really. But I don't really have a problem with that because in my eyes, The Dark Knight was practically perfect. So even if it measures up to that and is as good as that, it's still fantastic, you know? So I loved it. I just thought it was brilliant. What did you think?
Oh, it was great.
It was too long. And I've also heard people have pointed out things which are like, mainly Christopher Nolan's poor grasp at passage of time.
Yeah, that is a bit, yeah.
Like
I do have some gripes. I mean... But, you know, as far as Batman films go...
The big one, which I didn't notice until it was pointed out after the fact, was that chase, the first chase when Batman comes back, when it's daylight at the bank, and not only is it daylight, it's in the morning, and he goes into those tunnels being chased by the police, and then by the time he comes out of the tunnels, it's the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah!
I didn't even notice that.
I was too engrossed. It was, yeah, because it was the morning because they were starting trading, weren't they?
Yes. So
was, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
I might start trading very early as well at that kind of place.
Mm. Yeah. So maybe the sun hadn't reached those other parts of Gotham.
Yeah, I mean, Gotham's a big city. I don't know whether it's that big.
It's not that big.
It would have to be very, very, very big for that to work.
To be honest, though, the first time I saw it, because I went to like the ridiculously early showing of the IMAX screen in the Metro Centre at Newcastle, I was too overwhelmed by the IMAX to properly like take it all in, because it was just too much, I think, at that time in the morning. Mm. And I went to see it again, and it was just as good. So,
when you came out of the IMAX in the morning, was it night time? Like
in the film?
I'd explain this. I'd let it off. I enjoyed it.
Oh, I enjoyed it as well. Well, I enjoyed most of it. Like I said, when we talked about it before, it was sort of, it dragged a bit places. It was a bit too long.
I thought the pacing was better than The Dark Knight, I thought, personally.
Yeah, they're both pretty long.
They are long films, but I just thought the pacing was better in The Dark Knight Rises. It was a bit more focused. Because in The Dark Knight, whenever I watch it back, I'm like, I keep expecting it to end. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, yeah, another bit.
And so, this one had Catwoman in it.
Yes, it did. I was really happy.
How did she do it?
That.
How did she do?
Oh, she was brilliant. She was probably the closest, you know, to the how she is in the comics. So for me, it was brilliant. I really enjoyed Anne Hathaway. But I've kind of supported her since she got cast, because I always like an underdog. You know, I thought it was unfair that people were prejudging her without even seeing what she was going to be, you know, without even seeing the film. It just seemed ridiculous. So I was really happy when she kind of knocked it out of the park. I thought she was brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. So what have you been watching, Anthony?
Oh, I've got a quick list because I've been busy watching stuff. So I went to see The Expendables 2, which is, I'm still kind of undecided if I liked it better than the first one or not. because they're both very different. The second one seems a lot more of a comedy, but the story's a lot more like tightly knit. Like the first one's got so much bullshit in it, like just pointless stuff. Anyway, yeah, I watched that. I watched a documentary called The Dungeon Masters, which is about D&D, which you can find on Netflix. I thought I'd want to mention that, which is, it's cringeworthy at points. It's very cringeworthy. Maybe it's because I've never been to like a D&D meet or anything like that, but there's a girl who dresses up as an elf all the time. But that's she's commitment. One of these black elves. Is it like a dark elf or something?
A drow.
And she paints her body up obsidian black all the time.
Yeah, that's not normal.
Yeah. Oh, she was strange. But the strange thing is, she looked really hot as the elf. She was normal. I was like, ugh. Ugh. I also watched The Three Stooges, the new film. It's got some good slapstick in. It's, you know, if you're going in expecting something great, then there's fool on you. I watched Project X. I watched a lot, and that was just a waste of time, to be honest. But animated stuff, I've been watching Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm on to season 3 now, about halfway through. I've been catching up on Sword Art Online. And not animated, I've been watching How I Met Your Mother from Stopped. So, God, I have been busy.
TV junkie.
All of a sudden, just I was like, bang, I'm going to watch a lot of stuff.
Well, I've been on holiday, so I haven't watched that much. But I did watch the end of Kamen Rider 4's.
Oh, just finished now.
Yes, it's wrapped up. So
how many episodes?
48.
Oh, God. That's what you did? I took like 24 hours watch time.
Yeah, that's about right, yeah. Just a day, staying up an entire day to watch it. But less than that, it's only about 25 minutes an episode. Yeah, it was really good. It finished pretty great.
What, like an epic finale?
Well, it's a TV budget superhero costume thing, so it's not particularly epic. It's as epic as it can get on its budget, let's say. Sure. But in terms of the theme of the show, and yeah, it wraps up nicely. There's a couple of plot points they've got dangling, but they've got probably at least two more films. So,
are they going to be films with the same?
Oh yeah, I mean it's had two films already. It'll have another film next year with crossing over with Kamen Rider Wizard, and then it may get its own separate film, as some others have. I'm new to Kamen Rider, but this is the general thing I notice is they get a lot of films.
Did you see Wizard?
Yes, I watched the first episode of that as well, which was
not like a medieval one.
No, it's modern day, and he's a wizard, and he has his belt sings scat as he's transforming. He goes shabadoovy.
That's amazing.
Which is the main thing people are taking away from it. But it's just the first episode is just ridiculously busy compared to the pacing of Fours. It's like Four sort of gradually powers himself up. So in the first two episodes of Fours, he's only got two power-ups for his belt. But Kamen Rider Wizard is swapping these magic rings over, changing forms. He's got like four forms in the very first episode. And it's like his power-ups... he's like doing power-ups before the last power-up has finished doing its little phrase and jingle. It's ridiculous.
Sounds awesome.
And then he goes inside somebody's brain to fight a monster inside their brain, and he's got a cybernetic dragon made out of CGI fighting another CGI monster. It's a bit...
And that's two episodes.
That's just one episode. That's just the first episode.
I think I need to watch this.
I'd watch Forza before watching Wizard. But you can watch Wizard. There's only one episode of Wizard. There may be two by tomorrow. Yeah, check it out. Check them both out. I like Forza better than Wizard. Wizard was just a bit exhausting, but it is aimed at kids, so maybe they can take it more than I can. And the other thing which I watched and ended up watching, I don't know, probably three times, was Whatever Happened to Harry Hill. It was the mockumentary that they did about the Channel 4 Harry Hill show. And it was like, where are they now? And they tried to do like a reunion.
Was it good?
It was funny, yeah. And they, it's just the way they sort of parody The thing they were specifically parodying was that Steps Reunion documentary.
Oh yeah, I watched that.
But just sort of how the voiceovers work and how the interviews work, and also the fact they were matter-of-factly discussing what an episode of the old Harry Hill show was like, as if it was the most sensible thing in the world. Like, this was perfectly logical how this show... And then Bert Kwok came out talking about his hunt for a chicken. But yeah, that's up on YouTube and 4OD, so you can still watch that if you missed that.
Oh, cool.
And that's what you watch for this week.
Sweet.
And let's move on to our main topic, Interstellar 5-5.
5-5.
5-5. 5-5-5-5? Plus, yeah, plus C, say 4-5, and it sounds like you do.
5-squared.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, no, 5-squared would be...
oh, yeah, don't complicate.
It's 5-cubed.
That's, no. That's 5-5s. It's only 4-5s.
Oh, maths.
Quad 5.
So, yes, it is a 2003 film by Toei Animation, directed by Kazuhisa Takanuchi, and written by Thomas Bangalter, Guy Manuel de Homem Cristo, Cedric Herbert, and Leiji Matsumoto.
That is a good effort with those names.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, particularly because I wasn't planning on reading them out. I just, my mouth was running and my brain was going, oh, now look what you've got yourself into, mouth. Now I'm going to try and figure out how to say these words. And the first two of those are Daft Punk. Because this is, yeah, the story of the album Discovery, visualised by Leiji Matsumoto, of Captain Harlock, Star Blazers, Galaxy Express 999. I wonder if that's 3-9. That could be.
We're just opening something here. Opening the door.
We are.
Star's box, Jesus.
December 2003, it was originally released.
Wow, that is a long time ago.
It is.
After looking at it, I didn't realise it was that old until...
Well, it's weird. We were talking about it on Twitter, that the album Discovery came out in 2001, which just seems like ridiculous to me, because I remember buying it. Yeah,
I bought it as well. Jeez.
And I must have been about 12, 13 maybe. I thought I was like totally cool, because I lived after.
What? Did you... Well, my story with buying the album, mine's a weird one. I heard Aerodynamic on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've got, what is this? What is this? I've got to get it. I've got to get it. And I'm sure the news, like the radio host, messed it up. And he said it was Stereophonics. So I went out and nearly bought the Stereophonics album.
Oh.
And that would have been, because I think they were disaster. Both, like, they were the two albums of that week. But thankfully.
What was that Stereophonics album? That green one? I'm getting annoyed.
Something.
My mind can't process it.
I know. Oh, God. Oh, I can't remember the title, but yes, it was that one that I nearly bought, I think.
Yeah.
So thankfully I didn't. Not that Stereophonics are that bad, but there's a step down from Daft Punk Discovery.
They are that bad.
You think?
Oh yeah, they're terrible.
When Rod Stewart did their cover? I'm kidding.
I used to think they were one of the worst bands in the world. I was at, it's 2004, we were at... wherever the cricket place is in Manchester, it was like loads of one day festival type things.
Yeah.
And we'd gone to see the Pixies, who were playing, and they were on second to last, and the announcer came out, I think like before the third to last band, and was sort of coming up is then, and then there'll be Pixies, everyone cheered, and then the Stereophonics, and then there was an almighty boo. And then after the Pixies finished, basically half the stadium emptied.
Oh,
they were like planning to play Pixies songs in like the drinks tents to try and stop people from just walking out and not spending any more money.
Why would they put Stereophonics on last?
Because they thought because it's close to Wales, so they were expecting a big turnout.
But surely the Pixies have got more of a draw. Oh, that makes no sense.
Well, he was 50-50. There was still plenty of people staying for Stereophonics.
Yeah.
And apparently while the Pixies were on, there was loads of Stereophonics fans wondering why people enjoying this so much. But yeah, it was a bit odd. It was a bit odd. It was an odd mix. But the entire day was odd. They had gold frap on as well, which I think confused other people.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I never even knew who they were back then.
Goldfrapp had so much bass. It was when you can hear the musicians in your bowels, you know there's a lot of bass.
You know it's good.
Yeah.
Right. That sounds like a great gig.
Yeah. Back to Daft Punk. Yes, obviously this came out end of 2003, but the first four songs, which were singles, had parts of it as their music videos before that. Because I remember watching One More Time at work on Real Player over the internet.
Get all.
Yeah. I don't think that was the first. I think they might have had a different music video when they first put it out, and then once that was finished, that switched over. Something like that.
I can only remember the Interstellar one. And at the time, so I didn't know it was part of anything else. I was like, oh, I like the video for this. This is awesome. But I didn't know it was part of something a lot larger, a lot more important. Well, I say important.
And then I saw it when it came out because EMI asked me what I wanted for Christmas. This is when I was in Videolog. And they basically said, which one of our DVDs would you like as a Christmas present? And I said, oh, I'll have that Daft Punk one, please.
Oh, did you get a Christmas present every year from...
No, that was the only year I got a Christmas present. But then they started having to watch their pennies because they'd given Robbie Williams so much money.
Oh, that's a good gift, though.
Yes. So I've got some sort of promo pre-release copy.
Ooh.
So...
could be worth money.
Well, no, I'm not sure about that. Bits of the DVD don't work properly. So
the film plays all
right. No, the film plays all right, but I don't think the extras and stuff are complete.
Right.
Right, so what is this film about? Who wants to have a go at explaining?
No, thanks. No deal. I'm terrible at synopsis.
I tried to explain it to Ben when we watched it as it was going on, and he was just like, it makes no sense. But anyway, it is linear for a start, so yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
It is, but I want to kind of beef it up. If I was to tell somebody what it was about, I'd feel like I want to do it chronologically, literally step by step. But go on, you tither.
It seriously feels like you can start it with Once Upon a Time because it is just a bit like that. Mm. Once Upon a Time is there's a band who exist in a galaxy far, far away who are brilliant, and apparently the whole planet like revolves around them. And it's like the Planet Disco or something, I don't know. Seems to be like that. Am I going along the right lines here?
That's right, yeah.
And suddenly from nowhere, this spaceship appears to kidnap this band who are brilliant and take them away. And the guys that are on security are totally distracted by how brilliant the band are, so don't notice that
sounds like the Stereophonics.
Yeah, I know, jealous of the Pixies. so they get carted off. But when they're getting kidnapped, they get like a message out to this guy in a spaceship who... like tail goes after them and follows them back to Earth, but he like crashes on Earth. But I'm lost already.
No, you're doing it.
I'm doing it.
It's totally good. Doing it. What is the signal to send out? Is it a picture of a guitar or a?
It's like
their ship or something, isn't it?
Yes, because his ship is in the shape of a flying V guitar.
Epic.
Which is amazing. I love it. It's so good. And anyway, they get to Earth. This amazing band get to Earth and. The guy that seems to be running them, he's called Earl de Darkwood, and he's like in charge of them. He's their manager, and he names them the Crescent Dolls, and he wipes their memories and redoes them as kind of a human looking band and pushes them out there as kind of brainless music automatons and makes them perform. And see, it's more complicated when you try and explain it.
That's right. And then they become super famous.
Yes, it's like ridiculously super famous. Like they go from like nobody knowing who they are to performing like a stadium gig in 5 minutes or something.
That's the power of montage.
It's incredible. And Shep tries to rescue them and it all goes a bit wrong. I don't want to spoil it too much for people.
Oh, spoil it.
It's almost 10 years old. So
yeah, okay. People should have seen this. He gets shot. he makes it away with three of the members of the band, apart from the really willowy, tall, blonde like lead singer.
The one who looks like every woman.
Yeah, in that guy.
Matsumoto
basically. And they eventually rescue her, but Shep's dying and they bury him under a tree and he goes off into space. And then they decide to go to Earl de Darkwood's castle/manor/evil lair and find out why he kidnapped them. And it turns out, this is the bit I had real difficulty trying to understand, that a meteor hit his, like, castle slash evil lair, killed both of his parents, and he had some evil vendetta against space. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so, yes. So
he was space. He hates space.
Yeah, so he was somehow immortal.
Yeah.
And then he decided to kidnap aliens, turn them into musicians, then sacrifice them to make
gold records.
To make gold discs. And once he had 5,555 gold discs, he'd be able to rule the universe.
Makes sense. Most logical thing I've heard all day.
So they rescue him. They rescue Stella. They put an end to his plan. And then turns out the rest of Earth isn't jerks and help send them back to their home planet.
The rest of Earth isn't evil, so it's all good.
And then they play this universal gig.
Yeah, it's
for
amazing.
Everyone to see.
That was hard work.
See, it's a simple story, but you can't help but want to tell it step by step, because it's very step by step. The film,
well, yes, obviously. Because it's divided into each song,
yeah.
So they released the first four as singles, which was One More Time, which was them having their amazing gig on their home planet. Do you think they were blue in reference to Smurfs?
And maybe she's a bit of a Smurfette, Stella. I don't know. I mean, just the alien colour. They wouldn't look very good if they were green.
No, possibly not. Then there was Aerodynamic was released, where these sort of faceless villains invade the planet. They've got masks, and red eyes, making them very demonic. I think that's a good way for any in character design to make anybody look demonic, is doing that.
Red eyes.
Well, yeah, you basically mask the human features and then just have red eyes.
Oh, because obviously you don't know what these guys are, if they are guys or... You know.
Then they released Digital Love, which is where they've sent the message out to Shep, and he's sort of fantasizing about dancing with Stella from the band.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's one of my favorite love songs.
It's one of mine too, actually.
It's,
I really like
such
it.
Such a great love song. I don't know whether I'm overhyping it. But...
Oh, no, it's very good. It's probably one of my favorite off the album, and one of my favorite sequences, I think.
Definitely, yeah.
Then you get Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, which is the sequence where the band's being brainwashed, being given the mind-controlling glasses.
Bleached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a word? I don't know.
No, they get painted.
Spray painted.
Yeah, it's some
get
sort
spray
of...
painted, yeah.
Mm. Well, it's more like paintballs, isn't it, Sean?
Hit my hide.
Oh, yeah, and it'll explode over the skin.
Yeah,
I remember
over
that
the skin.
That, yeah.
The other thing I like, because they take the footage from the alien planet and then sort of put the new colours over them as a music video. But the other thing I noticed they do when they do that is they're smiling in the footage from One More Time originally, but when they turn it into like the human music video, they're all very serious, because pop stars don't smile on Earth. Yeah, and so those four came out singles, and then goes through the rest of it. The Crescendos is the think the track which gives the band the name, and that's the montage sequence where
is that where they're getting huge?
Yeah, I don't know whether that's referencing something or not. I don't know whether there's some, or whether it's just if you were going to do a montage of a band becoming big, that's what it would look like. Because did you see the New Pornographers song Moves that Tom Sharpling directed, the music video to that?
No.
Which is another sort of, which is like a New Pornographers montage rise of, and there's just so many bits in the Crescendo segment which just resemble that. I'm just wondering whether they were both referencing something, whether if you were going to do a montage
that's
in this way, that's just going to how it's going to end up looking, because it's got the same sort of scrolling up pop charts to show the position of the band and things like that, and them doing signings and all sorts of things. Yeah, I was like watching it again now. It's like, it seems, well, it's like that. That other thing I really like. That Night Vision track is sort of showing the downside of being pop stars. And the other thing I noticed is that whenever there's sound effects, there's only one sound effect, one type of sound effect per song. Track. Yeah. So in Digital Love, the only sound effects, the ship crashing, night vision, it's only thunder. Superheroes is the car crash.
Right.
When they're being pursued by the robot henchmen.
I love that bit.
Now, how familiar are you with Leiji Matsumoto's other work?
Not particularly. I know his character design really well, because it's kind of, you know, you can't really...
You can't. Drilled into you.
Yeah.
I think he just pervades culture, so even if you hadn't seen any anime ever, I think you'd somehow still be familiar with that character design.
Yeah, definitely.
Because a lot of his... There's various things where humans have, like, replaced their bodies with metal. That's why I was wondering whether his henchmen were actually robots or whether they were, like... Robot body.
Humanoid.
Yeah, humans who just replace their bodies with robots' bodies. But that's never dwelt on. Then you get High Life, which is the fashion show where Stella's being courted by the Earl in his purple suit and his cummerbund.
Is that the segment it's where Daft Punk's cameo?
Yes, where they're at the Gold Record Award.
And they get beaten by the Crescendos.
Yes, the other...
Good.
The people at the award are the Blackbirds and Trilogy.
Oh, the Blackbirds looked epic.
Do you think they're supposed to be the Black Crows?
Maybe.
And the drummer is in disguise with his false moustache. And he's kind of wearing, well, I would say it was Tetsuro's hat from Galaxy Express and Captain Harlock's coat. But I could be wrong on that. I'm sure there's loads and loads of cameos and references.
Little nods and stuff.
I noticed Harlock's skull and crossbones on one of the t-shirts they were scrolling through in Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
Ah.
As
to you've got an eye for detail, Brian. Jeez, how many times have you seen this?
A few times. Not recently, but I have seen it a few times. It's one of these things you can just put on in the background. Because you're watching it, you're listening to Discovery, so...
Mm.
Then Something About Us was Shep, the space pilot, dying and getting his last wish to meet...
Oh, I love that bit.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
I didn't expect him to die, I'll be honest.
No, I remember the first time I watched it and I was like, oh no, the whole thing, I just didn't expect him to die. I thought it was...
Poor Shep.
Yeah. Poor Shep. Yeah,
and double whammy with Voyager, which is them driving through... Europe, possibly all of Europe, because they go on a very long drive, and they eventually bury Shep and his spirit descends.
Yeah, we were watching that, and Ben was like, how long have they been driving for? They've got a dead body in the boot. Like, wouldn't that be like stinking. Going off? I was like, yeah. It was so funny.
And then the track Virtus Quo is their infiltrating Darkwood Manor and learning about Earl de Darkwood. With his Mozart makes... Is it Mozart?
The little kid?
Yeah. The little kid alien he turned. And then I think the other pop stars you see are just sort of versions of...
I was trying to, like, Jimmy figure Hendrix out who they stuff. All was.
Yeah, my brain started going that way and I thought, no, I've got
to... I definitely think one of them's supposed to be, like, Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
It
maybe
is.
Maybe another's supposed to be, like, supposed to be, like, Etta James or someone like that.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
But the male characters I couldn't kind of put my fingers on. Maybe one was supposed to be Bob Dylan, I don't know.
He's still alive, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And so it has to be people that have...
He did make that Christmas record, which is almost the same.
Oh. I hope he's not listening.
There's the short circuit, which is the escape, and everything blows up. Mm. The weird thing there is something escapes the pit in that short circuit track. Something black and red and energy. But
well, that's what you see later.
Where does
it chases a ship.
Does it? Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention doing that idea.
It is easy to kind of, excuse the pun, but like space out. Like watch it, like, although like you're just watching, you're listening to music, then you just realise like, oh, you know.
You're claiming why I had an eye for detail and there you go, I missed
it. I know, it's a key point of the film because Shep saves them. Because the spirit of Darkwood, Elwood, chases a ship and then Shep's spirit saves them.
There you go. Maybe I should have paid more attention during the last track.
Mm.
I was like, oh, I know how this goes. And then obviously I didn't.
Mm. It's a key point as well. It's not like just a brief second.
Okay, get off my back.
Sorry, you've been, Brian, but
get off my back.
Come on, Columbo. You kind of be letting clues like that slip.
Yeah, so then you get face to face, which is Mankind figuring a way to send them back.
Mm-hmm.
Three loops around the Earth, and then catapults you into hyperspace, apparently. And then Too Long, which is 10 minutes.
Which is
the bit I wasn't paying attention to. Yes, I wasn't paying attention to the first 5 minutes of it, and then just paid attention to the last five when they do their interstellar gig.
I wish they'd played one more time again. I know it's meant to be chronological with the album, but I would have liked to have heard it again, because I think the last half of the album's certainly the weaker half.
Do you think so?
I just love, like...
I mean, all the it's
four tracks are just unbelievably good.
Yeah, it's front-loaded with the singles, I suppose. But I do like Too Long.
Oh, I like the majority of the tracks. I like Night Vision. I love Night Vision. It's very, very good.
So we're all big fans of it, then.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm still kind of... Because it was my first time watching it, and I think I've kind of listened to the album enough to say I'd seen it before seeing it, if that makes sense. Like, because that used to be my album in the car when I used to drive.
Were you the little boy in the video having a dream? Was that you?
Maybe. Because don't forget the guy. Don't forget the boy having the dream. And
Do you think he's dreamt the entire story, or has he been reenacting the story? Because I originally thought he dreamt it all, and then this time round I was like, he's got posters up of the band.
Yeah, I know, plushies and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like,
but he was listening to the album, and when you fall asleep with music on, it might.
I'm just wondering whether in that universe, Daft Punk made like a tribute album to, did a cover album of the of the Alien band's records.
But yeah, I'll be the kid as of now. But no, see, as I don't know, I think I don't dislike it. That's for certain. But at the same time, I think everyone seems a little overfond of it. If you didn't like Daft Punk, which is obviously the backbone of the film, how would you feel about it? It's probably unfair to ask that because, you know...
Well, yeah, it's impossible, because if you didn't like Daft Punk, why would you be watching it?
But, I don't know, I just feel... I love the whole silence thing. I'm a sucker for silent films and stuff like that anyway, so... But no, I liked it, don't get me wrong, but...
I will say, I would not have been as much of a fan if it was the Stereophonics.
Mr. Ryder, that's a great Stereophonics song. Isn't it?
It's just going to silently judge you.
Yeah.
I was going to start singing it if nobody spoke, so... please, you mentioned something, Debbie. Whew, thank goodness. But no, I did enjoy it. I would like to see it on Blu-ray...
I hear the Blu-ray looks horrible.
Oh, what a letdown. What a letdown. I had a lot of hope for that. Oh. But yeah, I think I will like it more the more I see it. And it is probably something I might throw on in the background. And just
It's good at parties. I will testament
to that. Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. I've had parties before where I've stuck it on in the background. And people always end up... The problem is though, people always end up getting sucked into it. Especially if they've had a few drinks, because it's quite hypnotic in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good to put on when you've got people around, and it's good to introduce people. It's a really good way of introducing people into anime, actually, if they haven't seen it any before, or
because everyone likes Daft Punk.
Everyone likes Daft Punk.
So you know,
well, particularly they like this album of Daft Punk.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna say, were you a fan of Human After All?
I've got all of their albums, so...
I've certainly listened to it a lot. I mean, I wouldn't compare it to this, but...
Yeah, I mean, when I first heard Human After All, I think I said a few of the tracks sound like the sound of a robot being put in a metal dustbin and then pushed down some stairs.
And everyone... But everyone, you guys all... You all like the Tron Legacy soundtrack, right?
I've not even heard it.
I do like it.
I want nothing to do with Tron.
If you have anything to do with it, pick up the Tron Legacy soundtrack. But
Daft Punk aside, I think it's a good soundtrack anyway. So
yeah
I like Tron Legacy. I like the live albums.
Yeah, I like
2007. Yeah. Great.
I like 2007 is really good. The mixes are fantastic, and they've got some Stardust stuff in there. Yeah, I would too.
If Leon was here, as we always say, me and Leon always say, we're going to cosplay Daft Punk.
Oh, you should.
And it never happens. It never happens because there's a lot of effort. But I don't know which era of Daft Punk to choose.
I thought you were going to cosplay the band, the Crescendals.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be so good.
Oh, I don't want to be the little fat one, though. But then again, it's not that fat. Because I thought, like, you know, when you see him topless or with his vest on, I was thinking, God, blimey, he's pretty ripped for a little fat guy.
He's a drummer. Drummers have to be ripped.
True.
Don't get that many fat drummers.
Even the Def Leppard one-armed guy, he's pretty ripped. Oh. Rest his arm soul. But no, I don't know. I'm still kind of up. I'm not up in the air because I did enjoy it. But I think people are overly fond of it. Overly fond of this.
I just have a lot of good memories of watching it with friends and just having it on and really enjoying it. I suppose it's more nostalgia, really, for when I was like a teenager and, you know, when I bought the Discovery album and stuff. So it'll always have a nice little spot in my heart, I think.
I will say, going back to it this time, I was expecting the animation to look worse. But actually, it's pretty good. I mean, there's lots of loops, but at the same time, it's a music video, so there's lots of loops in the music, so it fits it quite well. But there's actually some really nice animation in there as well.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I thought.
I don't know how true it is, but apparently it had a $4 million budget.
Uh-huh.
And that seems a lot of money.
Well.
But it does look good. As I said, I didn't realise it was 2003. I thought it was a lot later than that, but then I thought, actually, no, it's got to be then because, you know, Discovery's getting on a bit now.
It is, and Daft Punk don't rush to make a record, do they?
Nah.
Now, did you see the film they made? The one which hasn't got any of their music in it?
Ben was talking about that, yeah.
I've got that. On, like a big 70... I'll be honest, I downloaded it. It's like a 720p rip of it as well. And I watched a bit of it. It's them driving around in a car in a town where everyone else has Daft Punk masks on.
Yeah, I can't even remember what it was called.
It's not like Intergalactic Theatre something, or it's something galactic.
Oh, Daft Punk's Electrorama.
Oh, yeah. I was way off. I knew it was something like that.
The plot revolves around the quest of two robots to become human.
Because was that in time with like the Human After All album or something?
Yes, it was. Yeah, 2006, so a year after that came out.
Yeah, I do. As I say, I do have it, but I've only watched like 5 minutes of it. But I don't know. It's probably not that good, but I'll certainly watch it.
Other things I want to mention. So I think the other thing it does is it's not like. I think they embrace the Leiji Matsumoto stuff quite well. So if this was an introduction to Leiji Matsumoto as well, if you moved on to one of his series or comics, I don't think you'd find it alienating. I think it's...
Yeah.
I think it is within that... tone. That's the word I'm looking for. As a music video creator, an animated music video creator, Anthony.
Yes.
Do you appreciate how it matches the music to the image?
Well, I mean, it depends what you want. Like, some people are hell-bent on sync and everything. I like a little bit sync, but it does it when it needs to. It has the old cuts and fades where it needs. So, no, I think it does it well, but I didn't really see it. I know it is just a one big music video for an album, but when you watch it, maybe because it's the first time, I didn't see it as that as much.
So do you feel like
as a story?
Yeah,
as a film. So
I think his storytelling is really good because it's
just a damn good job
doing
really.
Entirely. Because I was thinking, it's barely longer than a Doctor Who episode, and it gets more done than a Doctor Who episode gets done. And the Doctor Who episodes nowadays seem very rushed to fit a lot of stuff in.
God, they do.
But, yes, that's... So maybe Doctor Who just needs to do a Daft Punk episode.
Daft Punk episode.
I think that would win me back over.
No talking.
I thought you were a big Doctor Who fan, Debbie.
I've never, well, I used to be more of a Doctor Who fan, like, back in the Tennant times. The good times. No, I do, like, I watch the new ones, but I'm not as into it as I used to be, really. Mm. I just don't think, Brian said, they're just, like, they're so rushed. I just feel like they're just trying to put too much stuff in all of the time, and I don't like it as much, really. That's my opinion, and I have plenty of them.
Now, Leon added a talking point of Interstellar 5555's legacy. I have no idea what he meant by that.
Yeah, he's got a question mark after it. I'm questioning this as well.
Yeah, cause, I mean, one legacy is that Leiji Matsumoto made a music video for Bohemian Rhapsody.
I did watch this, and it's so slow.
It's strange because what you have to do is not listen to the lyrics, because the lyrics don't have any relation to what's going on, but the music does. The music fits what's happening in the music video, but yeah, the lyrics don't. So it takes a few times before you can, like, switch off, just hear Freddie Mercury's voice as music rather than actually what he's saying.
See, I did watch this, and I wasn't sure whether it was, like, specially made for the song. I thought somebody had grabbed one of Matsumoto's films or series and just whacked this onto it, to be honest. I really wasn't sure. So it's a bit of a letdown to realise it is actually properly done.
I mean, the music does match what's happening. It's just you kind of really got to go, like, don't listen to Freddie Mercury. Don't listen to Freddie Mercury. Don't listen about bombers killing men and things. Nobody is a small boy. Nobody's from a small family. Instead, there's some sort of alternate universe crossover, spaceships, cats turning into dark queens. It's very strange.
It is, and that's why I just thought, as you say, the music on its own, yes, it's probably fine, but because that's why I thought it can't be official, it can't be legit. Because it just doesn't really hold much context to the song.
I'm sure. My guess would be that Brian May had something to do with it getting made, seeing as he made that cover version of the Starfleet theme music.
Oh, did he?
Back, yes.
Hmm.
And being did he take his PhD in astronomy or something? Like, much later in life?
I did not know that.
Something like that, yeah.
He's the more you know.
Huge sci-fi nerd, anyway.
Oh, right. Well, his hair says it all. Everyone who's willing to have hair like that, they've got to be into astronomy. Got to be.
Well, there's Kanye West sampling Daft Punk and making a music video which looked like Akira. Maybe that's what Leon was going to be talking about.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that video. Big fan of the song. And then I felt that it was everywhere. Everywhere I went, that was booming somewhere. But I really do like the video for that. It was good. It was good. I like the song.
Yeah, so maybe that's what he was talking about. I do not know. We will never know. We will never ask him when he's back on the show.
What was the... do you remember... Oh, I can't remember which anime it was now. Yeah, Ghost in the Shell. What was the song that had the Ghost in the Shell in the music video? Can anyone else remember that? Was it Wamdu Project or something? Am I thinking this right?
I don't know. It doesn't ring
a... What about the old Google? Who's going to win?
In the Shell. I've just put typing music video. That's just going to bring up loads of AMVs.
I just did the same thing. Oh, yeah, there it is. Wamdu Project.
I've never heard of Wamdu Project.
Wamdu? Do you want to taste it? Is that the name of the song?
It's called King of the Castle.
King of my Castle. If you watch it, and it's... I remember seeing it.
Is that like, this is the reason why I'm king of
That's the one, you know it, yeah.
I
that
know the video, song, I've never seen the video.
That music video is Ghost in the Shell, the music video is Ghost in the Shell.
Eesh, aye.
And that's the official music video, because for ages I thought it was an AMV, but it's not.
Oh, that's weird.
There you go.
That's like, it shouldn't be allowed.
It's really good, though.
Well, back in the day, the Matthew Sweet had one song which had got a Eurosite Sura footage in the music video, another one with Space Adventure Cobra. And then, have you seen that Justice video? The one which is like a live action based, influenced by Space Adventure
Cobra? No, which Justice song is it?
It's the one which is like some wacky future sport thing.
New Lands?
Space Cobra. It was on Crunchyroll. New Lands, yeah, that's it.
I did not see that, but that looks like a scene from Scott Pilgrim or something.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's some. It kind of tries to recreate some sort of Osamu Dezaki shots.
Mm.
Yeah, particularly the very last shot where it sort of switches into like a painted scene in freeze frame.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to think what else.
There's got to be more. There's got to be
anime-related music. Yeah, because I was thinking whether we can get a panel out of this. If we can do an Addison Armageddon. If we do an Addison Armageddon.
I mean, Wamdu are there.
Yeah, so we've got Wamdu, we've got Daft Punk, we've got Kanye doing his Akira.
Mm-hmm.
Homage. We got Justice.
There must be more. Oh, Michael Jackson Scream. That's got anime in it.
Oh, it does, yeah, for like that guy. I always wanted to know what that was from, but I never kind of.
Oh, and there's loads of actual music videos done by animators. That's the other thing. Yeah. By animators. So, God, I'll have a look at that. I should remember the guy's name.
How do you remember that, Debbie?
Brian's just like looking at his. Library.
Koji Morimoto, yes. I was trying to remember the guy's name. Should be on the tip of my tongue all the time. He even did a video for the Blue Tones. You remember them? 90s Britpop band? Yeah, he's also done stuff for, I think most recently, Gong, 70s psychedelic prog type nonsense. which Mine. The music video is very trippy. But yeah, there's loads of that. So yeah, I may round up a bunch, and that may be the Anderson Armageddon. I don't know when, because I've got a different plan for Iacon, which I have not mentioned yet on the Iacon forums.
Do it now. Tell us now. I want to know.
Well, the idea I'm toying with is we should do one where we pick something. I've got two approaches. That's what I'm trying to figure out the best way to say it. So my first idea is we pick a song from each year that Iacon happened. Or we do one where it's a bunch of songs from 1998, the first year of Iacon.
All right, nice, nice.
So I might have a look to see which one it offers us the better.
Just do a poll.
No. I can make decisions on my own, thanks. I don't need the tiny fraction of the Congo populace who frequent the Iacon forum to make my mind up for me.
No, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
I just want to mention, totally off, well, not off topic, back on topic, there's a lot of thumbs up in the last like 20 minutes of Interstellar 5555. There's thumbs up everywhere. Everyone, because I suppose it's, if you do a silent film, what better way, other than showing someone smiling, how do you make someone look like, you know, happy at someone? Thumb up.
Exactly.
So high five.
I guess, but they do it over the camera to a few people, so like it's not like they're in the same room. But I suppose, yeah, high five's always a good one.
I do like all the little recurring people in the background. So like the kids.
Guys and stuff.
Or... Yeah, and the little kids who are dressed up as them. And then when they turn out to be aliens, they've painted themselves blue.
Yeah.
To show support.
Oh, how sweet.
There's the sheep farm, the shepherd.
Oh, the sheep, yeah. I forgot the sheep just...
Yeah, they drive past at one point, and then at the end, even the sheep are dancing to the amazing gig.
So, Debbie, I want to ask, which of the band would you date?
That's a really
We've
random
got,
question.
We've got Octave on the keyboard.
Right.
Stella, the bass player.
Uh-huh.
How do you say the guitarist guy name? But Asparagus.
Idea.
I'm just gonna call him Asparagus.
Okay, Asparagus.
We've got Beryl, the drummer. Barrel or something.
I don't know why this is so difficult. That we're all animated.
You've
characters.
Thought about it before, that's why.
This thought has never crossed my mind. I have a soft spot for drummers, but that
He's
doesn't
too
mean
short
I'm gonna go for the drummer. He's too short. Octavius, the keyboardist, I think.
He's a cool dude.
I like the hair.
He's a cool dude. Because Stella's gorgeous, I just want to say. blue skin over human skin, though.
Really?
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt.
You like Captain Kirk, are you?
Yeah, right, exactly, exactly.
You like your women to be in primary colours.
Oh, Stella.
Right. I'd say it's finished being creepy.
Who said finished? No, go on, Brian. I'm stopped.
So were you into other house music at the time, or was Daft Punk the acceptable face of house music to you?
I think it was the case, because I was only young at the time. So it's not like I would end up in a disco anywhere to kind of listen to anything. So if it wasn't on a radio, if it wasn't on a film, I think Daft Punk were, and probably still are, one of the few exceptions to that kind of trollop.
Trollop.
Oh, there's a lot of crap music.
You see, I grew up listening to stuff like The Real Mackay and 2 Unlimited and like stuff like that. So dance music was like always on my radar when I was a kid. So it just seemed to kind of progress. Because I don't really have one type of music that I'm really into. I've got a really broad, you know, I love kind of anything that I like. It's not, and dance music and particularly trance and house and techno have always kind of been in there for me. So Daft Punk just seemed like a logical thing for me to get into.
Yeah, because French house was all the rage at that time. Yeah, I think I got I got a Cassius single at the time and Air singles.
There was quite a few. Stardust as well. They were like French house.
Well, and it was one of
and Thomas Ben. I can never pronounce his surname. Him. He was involved with them.
And of course, Mr. Wazzo.
Yes.
And his.
Who are these guys?
Mr. Wazzo. You know who Mr. Wazzo is? Surely.
What's this thing? I need to Google him, or you?
He's the friend of Flat Eric.
Dr. Wazzo.
Yes, Flatbeat, 1999.
Oh, Mr. I was searching Dr. Wazzo.
Do you remember the video in the car?
Levi's advert.
Oh, that thing. Oh, sometimes YouTube.
We had a Flat Eric model for Quake 3 at the time. I think it was the greatest, because when he jumped, when he did anything, he made the noise of various bits of Flatbeat. So he went, wow, when he jumped. Oh, and eventually we had to ban anyone from playing him because he was so short as well, so it was harder to hit. It was cheating playing Flat Eric unless everybody played Flat Eric.
One-on-one.
Is he...
Flat Eric, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, he's a filmmaker as well now. He did that film Rubber.
Mr. Wazzo?
Yeah, he did that really weird film Rubber in 2010. The Killer Tire.
Oh, God, I remember that,
I did not know that was him. That fancy that I did not know that.
And Wrong, that's his new film.
You learned something new.
There we go.
It's fancy that.
I believe he's a bit better filmmaker than Daft Punk.
Whoa! Hold on, right.
Well,
there.
people have acclaimed Rubber. We struggled to remember what the Daft Punk film name was.
True. But I don't know. There was a lot of thing about the whole Rubber. I remember like a lot of people talking about it online, where I didn't even know there was that other Daft Punk film until I came across a torrent, I'll be honest. I torrent. But if it's available on Netflix, I will watch it there.
So do you think the secret star system that they refer to in the title is... Because it didn't dawn on me to watching it this time, is that it's actually referring to the Earl's star system... As in like a Hollywood star system. So he's got this star system where he takes aliens and turns them into stars.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got this secret plan.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. That makes more sense. Yeah.
I never looked at it that way, but yeah.
No,
I think that is the way. I think Brian's fixed it. I think, you've shed some light onto that one.
Yeah. The other thing I want to mention is, of course, linking everything back to One Piece. There is a character who has an appearance which is kind of based on one of Daft Punk. I can never remember which one's which in their robot helmets.
Oh, I don't know either.
Whichever one's got the one which shows icons on his face.
Oh, yeah. Right. I think that's not Thomas.
Okay. There's a character called Killer in One Piece who has a helmet similar to that.
Those helmets are so cool. I remember I've like read a load of blogs of people making them and stuff.
But now in the time leap, he's grown a beard, and so his beard sticks through out of the bottom of the helmet.
I've just googled that guy. Yeah. Pretty good.
Right.
Oh, I've got a funny remark that I read about Interstellar 4-5.
Go ahead.
Someone put a futurist fantasia that incidentally beats the pants off the Disney original.
Oh, that's taking it.
Can't say that, can you?
That's going a bit too far.
That's exactly what I thought. I'd shame this guy.
I'd rather watch this than Fantasia.
Really?
Oh, Fantasia's brilliant.
Fantasia is one of those things like Tron where I think I'd built it up in my head as a kid, and then when I actually saw it, I was like, ugh.
I love it. I've got them both. I've got the original and Fantasia 2000 on Blu-ray, and they were so worth it. I love Fantasia. Perfect.
I remember my dad bought me that on video, and I was like, I put on expecting like a cartoon. I was like, Dad, what's this? But then I grew to love it. I was probably too young to kind of appreciate it at the time. Well, certainly too young, and then I just grew to love Fantasia.
Well, that may be it. I've not watched it as an adult, so. I've just held a grudge since youth.
I think you should watch it, and we should bring it up in the future, if you liked it or not.
Well, you've still got to admit, Tron's a bit ropey.
Oh, Tron, I didn't watch the Tron until Legacy came out. I thought it was about time I watched it, and I was so disappointed.
Really?
Oh, Tron's a load of crap. Legacy's not that good, but it's not a far cry being better than the original. Like, they're both not very good. Similar.
You can start watching the cartoon now, and you can find that not very good as well.
Oh, I'll pass on that as well.
I think I must just have a real big soft spot for Tron, because I really like it.
You and everyone else? Like,
I really do, and I think it's more because I'm a big Disney fan more than I am like a Tron fan, really.
It's not really everybody else, Anthony, because both films didn't do very well.
I didn't like Tron Legacy that much, but I really like Tron.
But Daft Punk in memories. Tron Legacy as well.
I love the album.
They're in it as well.
It's great. Oh yeah, they are in it. They're like DJs in that club, aren't they? Yeah.
But yeah, when I was growing up, there was a BBC show called Screen Test, which was like a kids' quiz show about films.
Oh, I remember that. Didn't John Barrowman present it?
Maybe later on. When I was watching it, it was Brian Truman, who was John one of the writers and voices on various Cosgrove Hall cartoons.
Ah.
But yeah, they always used to show when I was growing up, they had like clips of, here's some clips from Black Hole, here's some clips from Tron, here's some clips from Condor Man. And I was, as a kid, I was like, wow, those look really cool. It's in space. It's Michael Crawford as a superhero. It's people inside computers. And then when I actually saw them, I was like, oh, you lied to me, Screen Test. You lied to me, Disney. You made it look like these were things I wanted to see. when they're barely better than That Darn Cat, or what's the one? There was another one about a cat from outer space they did, wasn't there? I think it was called The Cat from Outer Space.
Right. But yeah, Tron, don't bother. Don't watch it and then agree with me and Brian.
Yeah, watch it have the right opinion.
I can kind of see why people would like it if they watched it as a kid.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think that's the main thing of it.
It's not it's not fooling me. Bloody what's his name? Jeff Bridges isn't fooling me.
What about cyber Jeff Bridges?
Oh, he's perfectly acceptable. He's the best thing about Tron Legacy.
Really? Because most of
he looks hilarious.
Okay, right.
He looks absolutely hilarious. Like, it's just crazy looking at him. It's because it points that you think that looks really good. Then there's points where it's like, come on, Jeff. Are you sure you want to let them use your image? I suppose he didn't have much choice in the matter.
Right. If we've got nothing left to add, do you want to move on to my game?
Oh well, I had loads to add, but I'm willing to pass them off for a game. I love games.
Right. Okie doke. Well, this game is called Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. Right. So, Debbie, would you like a pick one of those four options? Harder, better, faster, or stronger?
I'll go with harder.
Okay, harder. Right. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Animals versus humans. Right. All these questions, by the way, are from Yahoo Chris Answers. Animals versus humans. Who is harder to kill?
Wait a minute. I didn't hear you. I totally missed that question. Sorry. My mic went.
Oh, I thought it was just like mad suspense.
Animals versus
humans. I was like, wait a minute. Say it again.
Animals versus humans. Who is harder to kill?
I'm missing this every time.
How are you missing?
Animals versus humans.
Right.
Who is harder to kill?
An animal or a human?
Yes.
An animal?
Wrong.
Wrong, it's humans.
Really? I thought animals might be more wily, but...
Wily coyote.
Okay. Anthony.
Faster.
Faster, okay. What is faster, train or California?
What?
What is faster? I told you these questions have been asked on Yahoo Answers. What is faster, train or California?
I'm going to say California. Presuming it's not about like the life, like people in the city.
No, I'm afraid it's train.
Oh. What was it even in reference to?
Right, Debbie, which one would you like?
What have I got left?
We can pick any of them. I've got loads of questions for each.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Better, faster, stronger, harder.
Better. I'll go with better.
Better. Righty-ho. Which is better, anime or K-pop?
Anime.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, was that your own input, Brian, or was that according to the polls, the Yahoo polls?
These are all very scientifically.
Oh, right.
Any of the answers.
Very good.
Anthony, what would you like?
I'm going to go with better as well, because I like these better than questions.
Okie dokie. Is there any anime which is better than Bleach?
Yes.
That is correct. There is anime better than Bleach. Debbie.
Stronger.
Oh, better, faster, stronger.
Stronger.
Stronger, okay. What is stronger than a lion?
I know the answer. I feel like I know the answer. Go on, Debbie.
I want you to answer it now.
Is it Snoop Lion?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay, Debbie, you can have a go again.
I forgot that he'd gone all reggae instead.
He stole another question there. Harder, better, faster, stronger, Debbie?
Harder again.
Okay. Here we go. Who is harder, Phil or Grant?
Of EastEnders fame. I'd go with Phil.
That is correct.
Yes.
That was going to be a trick question and be Peggy. Peggy's going to sneak in there.
Anthony, what would you like? Harder, better, faster, stronger?
I will go with stronger, because there hasn't been many stronger ones.
Okay, stronger. Here we go. What is stronger than a Four Loko? That is the number one question when you look up what is stronger.
Nothing on earth.
crunk juice?
No, I'm afraid you're wrong.
Oh.
Debbie.
But what was the answer?
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
Better.
Better. Okay, here we go. What is better anime, One Piece or Naruto?
One Piece.
That's correct.
Oh.
Anthony. Harder, better, faster, stronger. Harder. Right, here we go. Which is harder, making friends or keeping them?
Keeping them.
No, I'm afraid that's wrong. Making them is harder. Debbie. Harder, better, faster, stronger.
Faster.
Okay, here we go. Who is faster, Roadrunner or Speedy Gonzales? Oh,
for God's sake. This is the hardest question. Roadrunner.
That is correct.
Yes.
I will go with faster as well.
Faster, okay. Who is faster, Tech N9ne or Busta Rhymes?
Busta Rhymes.
That is correct. Okay. Harder, better, faster, stronger, Debbie?
Stronger.
Stronger. Okey-dokey. Ah, here we go. Who is stronger, Cloud or Sephiroth?
Oh, God. I don't care.
It's not the right answer.
No, I know. Cloud. Cloud.
That is correct. Anthony.
I've still got lots of each. I will go harder, harder.
Okay, here we go. Who is harder to keep down, John Cena or Undertaker with Paul Bearer?
Undertaker with Paul Bearer.
That is correct, yes, because he's got the urn. Debbie, harder, better, faster, stronger?
Better.
Better, here we go. Who is better, Captain Picard or Captain Kirk?
God. Captain Picard.
I'm afraid it's Captain Kirk.
Oh, no.
Stronger.
Stronger. Okie dokie, here we go. What is stronger, Tauros or a mill tank?
Tauros, I don't even know what they are.
They're Pokemon, of course. You Pocky dummy.
It was all right, it was all right.
Which were picking
Milk
Tauros.
Tank, I should have known. I will go with Milk Tank.
Oh, I'm afraid it was Tauros. You should have the first choice. Debbie, harder, better, faster, stronger?
Stronger.
Stronger. Okie dokie. Who is stronger, Broly or Cell?
Easy.
Is it? I didn't watch that much Dragon Ball when I was younger. Cell.
Oh, I'm afraid Broly. It's Broly. Okay.
Harder.
Harder.
Okay. You're really, really getting into this, Ant.
Oh, I love the games. I mean, after that one, never mind the Buzzcocks or something.
Here we go. Okay. Who is harder than Goku?
God.
No, I'm afraid that's wrong. Hey, Debbie. Mm-hmm. Harder, better, faster, stronger.
Harder.
Harder. What is harder, acting or bodybuilding?
Acting.
I'm afraid it's bodybuilding.
Oh.
Anthony, harder, better,
stronger.
Stronger. Strong. Okay. Right. What is stronger, alligator or crocodile?
Crocodile.
That is correct. Okay, Debbie, last question. You've got a chance here to draw with Anthony, otherwise he'll win his very first game. Harder, better, faster.
I'll go with faster.
Faster. Okay. What is faster, a turtle or a snail?
A turtle.
Correct, so we've got a tie-break question.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, well, Debbie's the guest, so she can guess first. What is better, roast dinner or a full English breakfast?
Oh, God. I'm going to go with full English.
Damn it, that's what I was going to say. I'm the other side.
Yeah, I've taken it. Okay, yeah, I'm afraid it was full English breakfast.
Yeah.
It's obvious. You can eat a full English every day. But it's, you know, Sunday roast isn't as, you know, calendar friendly.
Right. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, Anthony, you've got a Tumblr now.
I do. You can follow me on... Well, we'll do... Should we just jump straight into plugs?
Yeah, go straight into plugs.
Right, I'll jump in with Tumblr. I am @umlaut_ on Tumblr.
@umlaut_
Are we doing this?
Go follow, go follow. Brian's already on that. Debbie's already on that.
I am on that.
Twitter as well. I am @AntAskew, AntAskew. As I am the same name on Twitch TV. I've been doing a lot of streaming lately because I got a new graphics card. So any requests on games, just ask and I'll try. So that's it. That's me.
Minesweeper.
Okay. That's one for the... That's one tally it's got.
I'd it'd be good if you just streamed Minesweeper all night. In defiance.
I might have to do it now.
Just as a big like V to everyone. Just,
yeah, yeah.
Stream it.
Debbie, anything you want to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter. It's at @DebbieCollins_. I still haven't got the Debbie Collins on its own yet. I need to get on that.
Is there another Debbie Collins?
There is. We discussed this last time, and she barely tweets. Oh. And I'm going to try and like steal it from her, but I haven't done that yet. It's at @DebbieCollins_. If anybody wants to follow me.
Okay. Righty-ho. And you can find this podcast, as per usual, at dynamiteinthebrain.com. You can find us on iTunes. Why not write us a nice review so more people can find out about us? And also subscribe so you don't have to go to the website to get it every time. And you can also like us on Facebook. You can find us under Dynamite in the Brain there. You can find me on my own website at awesome-engine.com. I have something up recently about food hygiene problems in Polar Bear's Cafe. See me getting pretend angry at fictional characters and their poor.
You don't get pretend angry, Brian.
I get pretend angry all the time. It's the best sort of angry. All the comedy and none of the actual stress. And you can find me on Twitter at @awesome_engine. So why not follow me and I'll have a look at you, see if you're worth following back.
Oh, do you always follow back?
If they look interesting.
Yeah, I try to keep my ratio, you know. I prefer have more followers than following, as I've mentioned before.
There you go.
So we need to come to one final conclusion. Is it Interstellar 5555 or Interstellar 4-5?
Well, I'm going to go with the 5555, purely for the reasons I stated at the start of the episode. I think if you're ordering over the phone, you want to make sure you're getting the right thing. And yeah. In fact, I'd leave off the story of the secret star system. Mm. That's just going to confuse people because they've gone and used the fives as S's.
I know. But if you're ringing up to order something in this day and age, well...
You're stuck in the 80s, basically.
Yeah. You deserve whatever you get. Debbie, what do you think? Is it 5555 or 4-5?
I've always said 5555, so I'm going to stick with 5555.
Well, I'm going to be different.
Mm.
Because that's I brought good. 4-5 to the plate, and I'm going to eat it.
Right,
Om nom nom.
Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Bye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.